Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board begins review process of collection policy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A special meeting for the Library Board to review and make changes to the collection policy began on Thursday evening at the Campbell County Public Library Wyoming Room. At the last regular meeting, Chairman Sage Bear told members of the board she had intentions to revise the sections of the policy that dealt specifically with the guidelines for how the library orders new books and how they are categorized. While reviewing the 103-page document, several members of the board wanted to remove any reference to the American Library Association due to the recent decision to leave the organization. All board members, except Charlie Anderson, wanted the ALA Bill of Rights removed from the policy entirely. Member Chuck Butler stated he believed it is ALA doctrine. Library Director Terry Leslie told board members the ALA Bill of Rights just reiterates premises of the First Amendment. One of the biggest changes Bear wanted to propose was the language in the section of the policy related to selection and classification of children's books for the library. Bear was concerned with the library being exempt from obscenity laws, and her suggestion was to include a statement that said, notwithstanding Wyoming Code 6-4-301 or any other exemptions, all materials that fail to conform to the obscenity/harmful-to-minors laws of the U.S. or Wyoming are prohibited in collections for minors. She also wanted to add, anyone knowingly who adds obscene materials to the collection for minors would be grounds for dismissal. Campbell County Attorney Kyle Ferris told the board he wasn't comfortable with any human resource issues being a part of changes to the collection policy, namely potential dismissal for book selection. Discussion over what should be classified as obscene material led to some tense moments between the members. Bear brought up one of the books that has been in question for the past several months and said it didn't belong in the library at all because it is child pornography. Anderson chimed in, it must be determined to be child pornography, and there is nothing in the library that compares to what is classified as pornography on the internet. Anderson brought up the current challenge process as the correct way for books to be removed from the library if a patron considers it to be obscene. And if someone is disappointed with the outcome of the challenge, they can appeal to the district court, said Anderson. His suggestion was to add to the policy the library doesn't include books that have been determined to be obscene by the courts. County Attorney Kyle Ferris told the board there is no perfect solution to the complicated issue. He said, if I could draft it so that I know it would survive a judicial challenge and there would not be a liability, I would do it. It's a difficult thing to do artfully. The board concluded the two-hour meeting after reviewing roughly three-quarters of the collection policy, but were still not in agreement of the proposed language put forward by Chairman Bear. The next meeting for the library board will be January 23rd at 6 p.m. at the library. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.